720 WGN, a very happy Friday morning to you. 8:11 here on this bright and sunny day. I hope you're enjoying your morning so far and gearing up for hopefully a long Labor Day weekend and relax a little bit. John Hansen in for Bob Surratt until 9. Now, look, I've loved every part of the show. Oh, by the way, a couple texts wanted to know the app that we were talking with Caven about. It's called True Public. Just enter it on any app store. You can have some fun answering some of those questions that we answered in the last segment. Okay, so we have had a lot of fun today talking about birds, Taco Bell, plenty of other things. But I've been looking forward to this for a while, getting to chat with the one, the only, Dean Richards. Dean, how you doing this morning?
Well, if I place on top of birds and tacos.
Yeah, you do.
I am beyond honored.
You know, I rank those every day, Dean. You were at 2 or 3 a couple days ago, but you've creeped up to number one.
And if you were going to compare me to a taco, burrito, or chalupa, where would I fall on that list?
Taco, a classic, always there, easy, and just reliable.
Right, and also could crumble in your hand at any moment.
Yeah, true.
Very messy.
Yeah, let's jump right into some entertainment news. As productions start to ramp up on some TV shows, some movies in limited capacities, I imagine we're going to keep on hearing stories like this, actors coming down with COVID.
Yeah, the story yesterday, I mean, we heard about Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who revealed that not only he, but his wife and two little girls all tested a positive. They're on the other side of it and recovering right now. But, you know, you got to think, if Dwayne The Rock Johnson can be COVID-19, anybody can be COVID-19. And the guy that is going to be the next Batman turned out to be COVID-19 as well. This new movie starring Robert Pattinson, who you probably know best from the Twilight movies, had closed down for the quarantine. They just started refilming again, started production again last week, and shut everything down yesterday when it was revealed that Pattinson and one other crew member had tested positive for COVID-19. So now they have shut the filming down again. And they don't know when it's going to get back up and running again.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's the movies you're filming. It's TV. You can't just do the social distance scenes first. There may not be them. You got to do them. And I imagine that they got to be worried testing everybody else now. I mean, that's close quarters there.
It's very close quarters. And, you know, I don't know how they're doing some of their scenes. I know some projects, some TV shows and movies are doing them digitally. In other words, if you and I were face-to-face talking to one another, there may be a scene where you're talking to a tennis ball and I'm not there, which I've often, aside from being compared to tacos, burritos, and chalupas, I'm often also...
Yeah, just cut a little slit in it and, you know, squeeze it a little bit and move the mouth, same thing.
Get the mouth the movement going. Yeah. But, you know, an actor could talk to a tennis ball, and then they would do it in reverse, where I am talking to a tennis ball, and then digitally they, bring it all together.
Right.
So it looks like we're talking to each other, but didn't have to be face-to-face, you know, possibly spreading virus when talking to each other. So I don't know if they were doing it organically for this film. I would think that they would take every precaution possible for things like that. It's just a guess on my part that it's possible that Robert Pattinson and the other crew member, and this is the case for a lot of people who are turning up COVID-19 positive now. They go out and they have dinner, they go to a bar, they are doing things that every single expert is telling us not to do. They go ahead and do it, and then they come to their workplace and spread a little virus around. Somebody else, you know, who is on that movie set then goes home, says hello to their parents, the parents say hello to their parents, and that's the insidious nature of this whole thing.
Yeah, and I wonder, and we got to take a break here, but I wonder, you know, what sort of freezing effect this might have on productions that are, you know, aiming to maybe rear up in the next few weeks. They look at something like this, and that might cause them some pause.
Yeah, it's, you know, a lot of movies and TV shows wanted to get started again after Labor Day, and I would think that everybody is at least going to rethink their game plan now again and seeing what they can do. I'm understanding that they're shooting exterior shots for Batman. They're trying to do things that don't involve any actors right now.
Mm-hmm.
Can only do so much of that.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Dean, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to get a weather report from Steve Grzanich. John in for Bob till 9. Dean on the line, too. Now, Dean, before we get to the next story, we had just maybe one of my favorite texts on the Team Hochberg phone line. Dean Richards about making movies right now. It's time to remake Castaway. Only an actor and a volleyball on the island.
Yeah, that's every movie is just going to be a one-person show from now on.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, wait till they redo, American Graffiti.
Yes.
Just Richard Dreyfuss driving around in a car by himself for 2 hours.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why I chose that.
Right.
Of all the movies. Godfather with just one person.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Some Like It Hot with just one person.
Jaws, just the shark and only
just
one person.
Just the shark.
Yeah, just Quint
let's
versus the shark.
Let's tell the story from the shark's perspective this time.
Let's get underwater and just really have at it, you know? That's all.
You know, they portrayed me in such a bad way in the original movie.
Yeah.
I'd like to tell you what it was like on this side of the water.
Right, exactly. The backstory, if you will, the prequel to Jaws.
Story.
That's
like,
what I
Larry want. Potash appreciates that.
Okay, anytime I see a billionaire with a mansion, I get really, really jealous. Who doesn't? But if there's someone who deserved it, has earned it, he's been in the news for how much money he's making, Tyler Perry, man, he's killing it.
Well, this week Forbes magazine revealed that Tyler has officially hit billionaire status with all of his TV properties, his movie properties, his stage shows. He just, opened his own movie studio in Atlanta. He's got real estate holdings. All of this pretty impressive for a guy who really not that long ago was homeless, was living out of his car. He used to tell me stories about when he would bring his Medea stage show to the old Regal Theater on 79th Street, 79th and Stoney. And he couldn't afford a hotel room or motel room. He would literally sleep in his car. And that's how he lived for such a long time. So it's impressive that the guy is a billionaire now. But I also just love stories like this.
Mm-hmm.
He's building a new mansion right now. Because, some of these mansions, you feel claustrophobic in some of these mansions.
You need some space.
Now he's building a 35,000 square foot mansion on 1,200 acres near Atlanta. It's a beautiful house. It actually looks like, remember the scenes on the Beverly Hillbillies where they would drive down a long driveway and finally get to the house and Jed would be in front of the house whittling? It looks like that house, but on way more space.
Yeah.
And there appears to be a airplane runway.
Oh, wow.
Which is attached to it, which I always find very convenient.
Well, and yes, exactly. And in the age of coronavirus, you don't want to be dealing with TSA.
You don't want to go to someone else's airport.
No, you don't want to go to Hartsfield, especially anywhere near there.
With your own airport.
Yes, exactly.
So that's in construction right now.
Well, good for him, honestly. He seems like such a great guy, down to earth, and you can see why. Let's talk about some of the new movies that are coming out. Tenet has a lot of hype. What'd you think?
Yeah, I'm a little bit mixed on it, to tell you the truth. It's like a James Bond movie on steroids. John David Washington, who is on his own, is an Academy Award nominated actor for his role in Black Klansman. It came out a couple of years ago. He will forever be introduced as the son of Denzel Washington.
Mm-hmm.
But really, this guy needs to doesn't need to stand on his own.
Right.
He definitely is. Mopes like me need to stop referring to him
as Denzel,
as the son of Denzel Washington, because he's a fantastic actor on his own. But anyway, he's the star of the movie, is a CIA agent, and is in search of some super bad guys that have figured out a way to invert energy, which means reverse time.
Oh, okay.
It reverses time. So things can go forward, things can go backward, which is really the perfect setup for any Christopher Nolan movie, if you've ever watched, because often you don't know if you're going frontwards or backwards in this movie.
You know, it sounds like 2020, too. We were going forward, and then we've really taken some steps back here,
we most certainly have.
Yeah.
So, this movie has a very definite kind of secret agent fighting the bad guys feel to it. But the story becomes so convoluted and so complicated. On top of that, Christopher Nolan intentionally makes his movies challenging.
Yeah.
I think he would definitely cop to that. He makes his stories very complicated, and he uses ambient sound for the actors, for the sound effects, for everything, which often means I was literally leaning forward trying to hear better.
Oh.
I thought, because I saw the movie in a theater, it's my first in-theater movie in months, at the Music Box Theater, because they're showing it in 70 millimeter there,
yeah.
And I wanted to see that. But I thought, well, maybe because I'm at the Music Box, you know, it's an older theater, maybe the sound's not right. It's not the Music Box. It's the way the movie has been made.
Wow.
And it's very difficult to hear. So while much of what you see, the majority of what you see, is dazzling visually, it's very hard to follow the story for a variety of reasons. And as anyone has ever heard any of my reviews, if there's no story, there's no movie,
yeah,
it's difficult to follow. Plus, it's 2.5 hours. If you're going to make me sit there that long, you better engage me. You better make sure that I can follow along with what's going. Now, Nolan would say, you know, just follow along.
A notebook and...
I compared him to a really hard college professor who's not going to spoon feed you. He wants you to work to see the movie.
Yeah, but I just want to be spoon fed when I go to the movies.
Well,
I want to be challenged intellectually. I'm fine with that, but I agree. I don't like when I feel like I have to map out plot points and dates, and I wish I had a grid in front of me to help do it. I don't enjoy that.
Right. I brought an abacus with me to. It's too much.
Yeah.
It's just too much. But some people like to go see the movies 2 and 3 times. I think if you're not telling a story clearly for me to see the movie one time, you've missed the mark. So yeah. Visually amazing. I gave it a Dean's List B-.
All right. What are you cooking at 9:35 on Old Nine?
We're doing my cooking segment today, 4 different ways of doing chicken wings on the grill.
Oh.
Yeah. Now you don't have to crank your oven on. You don't have to get anything on your stove. You can do everything on the grill.
What do you do, like the back of the grill, the front of the grill, the left and the right?
Super easy.
Yeah.
Super easy. And we are going to be chopping up the wings. So as I've mentioned to Bob many times, I would say the Dean hurts himself potential...
What's the rating?
Is probably like a maybe 7.5, 8.
Well, that's must-watch television.
Yeah, yeah.
Dean, will you be breaking out the grill daddy?
I'm not in charge of cleaning the grills here at WGN. That would be a union infraction.
You leave that at home.
That's seriously a union infraction. But I did a batch of wings at home last night just to, you know, get ready and, you know, have a few things prepped up. And, Dave, I think of you... Every single time I use this Grill Daddy, do you know what this is, John, the Grill Daddy?
No, I don't, but I'm just looking at Dave and trying to picture it.
It's a stand. Wow, you are quite a Grill Daddy, Dave. It's a steel brush to clean your grill, only you fill it up with water.
Oh.
You can fill it up with water, and then while you're cleaning the grill, it steam cleans your grates.
What, are you gonna cut of their sales here, Dean? You really sold that one.
I should. Thanks to Dave. Yeah. I never knew about it till Dave told me. It is the greatest brush to clean your grill I have ever seen in my life.
Oh. Changing lives one grill at a time.
Very
well,
true.
Thanks, Dean, and I'll let you go with this one other text. One person godfather. I'm going to make me an offer I can't refuse. There we go. Thanks, Dean.
Love it.
Take
care. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, bye. For sure. News on WGN.